A 35-year-old Fort McCoy man was arrested for child abuse Monday after police say he repeatedly used a taser on an 11-year-old boy's genitals and kicked him in the head while on drugs. This is just one of the few examples of arrests made in the past few weeks for crimes against children in Marion County. Marion County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Paul Bloom says the cases have been getting worse.
Yeah, we used to see more child neglect type calls where somebody would go off to work and leave a 3-year-old, 4-year-old at the house by themselves or something. And the child neglect call was a little more common than a child abuse call. But certainly the child abuse is trending that way.
Kimberly Center for Child Protection, an Ocala-based children's advocacy center that serves children in the aftermath of child neglect and abuse, has also been dealing with more severe cases. Executive Director Don Westgate says the rise in child abuse cases are because kids are coming back to school and telling their teachers what has been going on at home after their families struggled from the pandemic.
Families are stressed. Parents are stressed because of just multiple crises that are happening, financial stressors in homes. We all know how families are kind of suffering right now. And so when you see that stress in a family, unfortunately, sometimes our kids bear the brunt of that stress.
The organization also goes into classrooms in Marion County, where they will continue to teach how to prevent child abuse. Jake Reyes, WUFT News.